What it do, it's your boy LK Hodge.
And it's your boy D Ward.
And we're back with another Mental Stimulation Podcast. So, it's been a while. It's been nearly a month, kind of, sort of.
It's been that long?
Has been.
When was the last episode?
Like April 21st.
Wow.
Or somewhere around there. So, we're going to start with our updates like we normally do. And I'm going to go ahead and jump in and start as to what took us so long to come back. I've been traveling and trying to get some clarity on life and, you know, just relaxation, R&R, and all that other stuff. Within the last 3 weeks, I think, I've been to LA and I've been to Mexico. So that's what took this, I guess, a while to come back.
And I was very excited to see your trips on Instagram. Felt like I was there.
LA was more so a sightseeing trip. I saw the Santa Monica Pier. Well, I was at the Santa Monica Pier.
That's where Chris Brown filmed Undecided. I was excited to see that.
If you insist. So I saw the Santa Monica. I was at the Santa Monica Pier. I was at Venice Beach, the Walk of Fame. I think that's it. But it was more so a sightseeing trip. Like, I was able to see L.A. and experience the L.A., I guess.
Why didn't you take a picture of Michael Jackson's star?
See, the thing is, when we went to the stars, the Walk of Fame, it was only a limited time I had out there because we did a tour. We did, like, one of those tours. So I think it was only, like, 30 minutes we had out there. So I saw the stars.
30 minutes? That was more than enough time to find Michael Jackson.
That was not, because Walk of Fame is like 6 miles, I think. It's like a long.
Wow. Yeah,
it's
a long star.
It's very long.
Wow.
So, I mean, some of the stars I saw was Vince McMahon, P. Diddy, Kevin Hart, Queen Latifah. That's all I can think of right now. But besides that, it was a great trip. Then we had Mexico, which was another great trip. Mexico, I did a lot of adventurous things. It was actually, to be honest with you, it was one of my best trips I've been on because the fact of it wasn't always clubbing. Like, I mean, we clubbed in Mexico, but it's like that was not the main thing that we did.
Like, you club on all the white women, too.
Why would you say that?
You was with white women.
when I was in Mexico, I did speed boats. My first time riding a boat. The water was like hitting me in my face, like all the salt water and shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was fun, wasn't it?
It was very fun. Speed boats, zip lining, jumping from high grounds into the water. I didn't do a lot of it, but I did some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the club, like they have this area called Coco Bongo, I think. And
that was on The Mask.
It was?
Yeah.
Wow. But the bad thing about Coco Bongo is, like, while you're walking, all these people run up to you. Hey, go to this club. Go to that club. Da, da, da. And you have these Mexican men coming up showing you, like, pictures of, like, half-naked women. Oh, the strip club's right there. You want to go? Da, da, da. So I told one of them, I'm like, I'm married. Like, where's your wife? I'm like, she's in the bathroom. If she sees me, she's going to kill me right now.
I want to go to a Mexican strip club.
That was my way of getting them out of my face.
That sounds fun.
And then the club, we had open bar. We had a table with open bar. And it was just cool, like, just the friendliness and the environment of people from around the world just coming together as one, just enjoying the time. One girl, the London girl, who I posted on Instagram, and I said she's from London, she was like, it was like a couple in there kissing or something. She's like, oh, I'm from London. We don't do stuff like that in London. And I'm like, so what do y'all do in London? Like, we just party. And that's when me and her got on the video, and we was just, like, partying, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I mean, the hotel or the resort we stayed at was a very nice resort. The beach was in the back. So it was very relaxing and peaceful. And also, they had like a pool with a bar in it. Like, you just go to the bar and the pool. That. So it was actually, like I said, relaxing and peaceful. I got a peace of mind. I did a lot of writing, did a lot of reflecting. And it just felt so good to be in like a different environment and just, you know, carefree, stress-free. All that shit.
That always feels great. How was the water?
As far as?
Like, the view of it, how it looked, how it felt?
Peaceful. I didn't go inside of it, but the water was very...
You said you were in a speedboat. You didn't go on the beach?
I mean, I was inside the boat. We went to a place that had water there, and we got into the speedboats in the water. We didn't actually get inside the water. I mean, we had the opportunity to get in the water, but I didn't do it because, and I'm going to be quite honest... it was fish in there, and I don't know if fish bite. I don't know what the fuck they do. Oh, sorry. I don't know what fish do.
Be you.
But I didn't want to go in there because I didn't want no fish to start swimming around me and bite me, or I don't know. That's why I didn't go in.
When I went to Mexico one time, we got on the jet skis in the water. The water's freaking beautiful.
I didn't know you went to Mexico.
I told you that. You don't listen. You don't listen at all.
Who remembers?
But yeah, I was glad to see it. Felt like I was there.
But it was also it was actually an amazing trip.
But yeah, that was great. You didn't even mention the topic today.
Because we were talking about updates. What are your updates?
Updates? I thought that had to do with the topic.
We were talking about updates, so we're going to update the listeners and then get into the topic. Sir. So what are your updates?
Relax, sir.
I'm very relaxed. Let me sit back in my chair.
Yeah, do that.
Thank you.
Count something. Anyway. Well, update on me. I'm making some moves in the voiceover industry, definitely. I'm about to sign a contract with AB2 Talent. It's a talent agency in Los Angeles, so... hopefully you're gonna hear me in commercials very, very, very soon. Trying to work on this whole podcast thing, getting better, you know, just practicing, doing what I can to get better and be better, be a better me. There's been a lot of seclusion. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm saying that right.
Seclusion's a word. Yeah. There's
been a lot of seclusion lately. There's a difference between being alone and secluded. We mentioned that before. So, I just had a lot of time to really reflect on who I am, who I'm really supposed to be, and also, you know, the distractions that I need to get rid of so I can really get to where I want to be. You know, those distractions really get in the way. But other than that, man, I'm just grinding. Like Nipsey Hussle said, the marathon continues.
And that's the best thing to do.
Absolutely. Keep it moving.
So it was brought to my attention from D. Ward that the topic today should be all about self-love.
Absolutely.
So since you came up with the topic, you want to lead the discussion?
Damn right I would, sir.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. So I came up with this topic because on my way here, I was listening to a song by, I think it's Frankie Beverly Mays. It's Happy Feelings. Yeah, Mays, Frankie Beverly, whatever. Happy Feelings, and the beginning of that song. Have you ever heard that song, Hodge?
No,
I'm sure you have.
I have
this song right here.
I've never heard that day in my life.
Really?
I haven't heard that.
Wow. Well, anyway, Happy Feelings. A lot of y'all might know it. The beginning of the song, it says, "I have myself to remind me of love." And when I heard that on my way here, I literally rewinded it twice. I was like, I gotta hear that again. Because you be jamming to it because it's old school. You know, old school just be groovy. But I was listening to it and I played it to myself and I was like, wow, I have myself to remind me of love. Not my mama, not my daddy, not my girlfriend, no, not even your child. I have myself to remind me of love. The moment I heard that, Hodge, I pulled down the little mirror from my car, and I was looking at myself in the mirror. I was like, dude, no, I'm so serious.
So extra.
I am. Because I had to figure it out because I was listening to it. I was like, wow, that's so deep. Like, I have myself to remind me of love.
So let me ask you really quick. So you looked in the mirror to show yourself that you have yourself to remind you of love.
Yeah, but I had to ask myself a question first because I had to make sure I was, like, correct or if I was in the right place. So I was just like, do I love me? Like, do I love this guy that I'm looking at? And I was like thinking on it, and you know, I kind of got like, wow, I don't feel nothing. And you know, that's the thing that was popping in my head. Why we always got to feel like we got to feel something when you love? And I was like, you know what? No, Demetrius, you love yourself. You know what you do? You try to drink water daily. You know, you get your ass up and go to work to make sure you have money to do the things you need to do. I like to look good. I need to put $15 aside every check just so I can get my haircut, you know?
And it's funny that you say that because I never thought of it from that aspect. Like, I like how you said, like, okay, I love myself because I take my ass to work every day. I drink water every day. Like, I think of it from a different aspect. I think of it more from the aspect of, like, you know, I love myself. So let me do things like, you know, self-care type things. Not more so like things like, I guess, necessities, like going to work is a necessity. So, like, I think of it more so, I love myself. So let me take myself out for dinner.
Well, everybody's different. You know, that's why I had to think a little deeper because, like I said, I was kind of tripping a little bit. I was like, I don't feel nothing when I just said that to myself. Do I love me? But I was like, I had to think a little deeper. Like, Demetrius, what do you do daily, every day? Mm-hmm. You know, and the fact that I don't quit trying to chase this dream, this goal of mine to become who I want to be, especially in this voiceover industry, trying to get into radio things and broadcasting like that. Every day I step behind this mic, every day I take the time to promote myself. Mm-hmm. That's the love I have for myself, because I know exactly who I can become, and I'm willing to not quit to become that person.
See, with me, I know that I love myself, but it's like, you know, I try to think of things to, I guess, compensate that with, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you can love yourself all day. You know you love yourself, but it's like, I think about, what can I do to even show myself even more how much I love myself? Like, the self-affirmations, do I read self-affirmations every day? Do I, you know, take myself out to dinner? Do I, you know, do like the whole self-care type stuff? So I don't know where I'm going with that, but I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. You just gotta, what it, self-care doesn't have a, there's no set definition on how to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no guide, there's no manual. You just do it how you can. You do what's convenient to you. And what's convenient to me is, I know I like freedom. Mm-hmm. I know I like to be comfortable. And I try to do things daily so I can reach that goal ultimately. You know, and I try to do things daily to make sure, you know, I'm good so I can be better to others. Because there's a lot of people that depend on me for some reason. I don't know. I have no kids, no responsibilities like that. But I understand I have a purpose in life and people depend on me. And every day I get up, I have to be that person they could depend on.
And I guess this can relate to self-love as well, because I just made the decision at last minute that I'm not going to be working this summer. Last summer, I took off all summer last year as well, but I didn't accomplish everything that I wanted to accomplish because I got distracted. But this summer, I just made the decision that I don't want to work. It was one of those things where it's like, do I continue working with kids and not take care of my mental health? Or do I take that time off? Because working with kids can be a lot. Can be a lot.
Yes.
You do a lot of talking, repeating.
Ain't no, it can be. It is.
You do a lot of talking, repeating, disciplining. It's just so much that go with it. So it's like, do I want to go 2 more months of that and then jump right back into another school year? Or do I want to take the summer off and just, you know, relax and refresh and just get my mind right? And it was a difficult decision because I was thinking about my finances. Can I afford it? Am I going to drain my account by doing it? But then I had asked myself, is it worth your mental health? Would you rather have $0 and a high mental health, meaning your mental health is good? Or rather, would you have more than $0 and your mental health is at a low? So mm-hmm. I had to think about what's more important. My mental health is more important. So I can't work this summer.
Especially when you deal with kids, you want to be in your right mind, because as a person who's their mentor or motivator, you got to make sure you're right so you can teach and treat them the same way.
Exactly. So you mentioned earlier that this topic will incorporate a story about something or someone.
Oh.
So, yeah.
It's really nothing to do with the topic, though. That was the thing. Because when I was listening to... listening to Happy Feelings... The next song that came on, it was this song.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
And it made me think of one of our shout out to Tamika.
Why don't you call her name?
I'm gonna shout her out because that's our dog. Okay. Shout out to Tamika because that was a song that we used to sing back in the day. I'm not gonna sing the version though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But shout out to Tamika though. And that was the story I had. I don't know why you wanted me to bring that up.
I mean, I thought it related to the topic.
It was kind of supposed to flow after I said it, but everything was going so well, so I decided not to mention it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Moving on. I don't know what else to say about self-love.
I mean, self-love. Let's define self-love. Okay.
Loving thyself.
Loving yourself. But really, the definition of self-love is there's really no set definition to do it. Because my way of loving myself might not be your way. Your way of loving yourself might not be my way. The way that you love yourself is by understanding yourself. You got to understand who you are.
And that can be hard.
Oh, that's very hard.
That can be hard.
It sounds so simple, but it's very, very hard.
And some people, and I don't even want to cut you off because I'm getting very hyped about it right now.
Go for it.
Some people really do not take the time out to know who they are as an individual.
Oh, yes.
Like, some people really don't.
And it's disturbing to see adults like that.
Right. And it's so crazy because even when I was in Mexico, there are times that I dispatched from the group to just, you know, just have that alone time just to, you know, think and just get my thoughts and reflect and all this other stuff.
Just set your own vibe for a moment.
Exactly.
You know, like, sometimes you just around everybody else vibe.
And sometimes I tell myself, I always remind myself, you are an individual. Mm-hmm. You're not tied down to anyone. You are an individual. At the end of the day, regardless of what happens, relationship, dot, this, that, and the third, you are still an individual. So all of your decisions, all of your, you know, thoughts and stuff and everything else revolves around you being an individual. You cannot think of other people when you're making your decisions. Unless you're married, I mean, then that's an exception. But besides that, when you're, even if you're dating or in a relationship, if it's not a marriage, you are an individual. Mm-hmm. So all of your thoughts, all of your decisions, all of your self-love and all this other stuff should not be revolved around another person, because at the end of the day, you are an individual.
Never, ever.
So I had to keep reminding myself that. Mm-hmm. Even when it came down like I said, I was in Mexico with other people. So it's like I dispatched telling myself you're an individual at the end of the day. So you shouldn't have to, you know, feel bad or feel the type of way like, okay, I'm not going here with them. I'm not going there with them. I'm an individual.
And once you have that understanding, it's so much easier to deal with other people because you become unapologetically you. I shouldn't have to apologize for being me. You might not agree with what I do or how I, you know, react or how I do things that make me comfortable or what makes me happy. But that, listen, my journey is not yours. Yours is not mine. Take your road. Stay in your lane.
And like I said before, I struggle with that a lot. Like, all of my decisions was always based upon the people I hung out with. Mm-hmm. All of my decisions. So like, now that I'm older, it's like I said, it goes back to what I just said.
You gotta find my identity for yourself.
I have to remind myself, you difficult. Are an individual. You don't have to, you don't owe these people nothing. They don't owe you nothing. At the end of the day, you're an individual.
Remember that.
So yeah.
And I can't, you know how I feel about entitled people. You don't owe nobody nothing. Nobody owes you anything. I do not like entitlement. I don't have to like what you like. I don't have to accept it. What I can do is, you know, just let you be you. Same way you need to let me be me, you know? And that comes, I know this kind of sound like it's a little far off, but it's still about self-love, because when it's come to understanding yourself, you got to really be committed to really understanding, like, you know, the differences of people. You know, everybody's different. Everybody's not you. You can't think like everybody. You can't cooperate or do things like everybody. People are just different, and you have to accept people for who they are. Mm-hmm. No one can say or do anything that can offend me. All right, let me tell you that. I might not like what you say or do, but at the same time, I'm never going to correct you, because I don't feel like that's my job to do, because I'm gonna allow you to be yourself. If that makes you happy, that makes you comfortable being that person doing that, I'm gonna allow you to do that, because when I do what I want you to allow me the freedom to do that. Treat people how you want to be treated.
And I don't know if this is going off topic a bit, but when you said no one can do anything to offend you, it reminded me of something my principal said today. I love my principal. Like, she's very full of wisdom, full of encouragement, full of love. She said there is nothing that a person can do to her that will make her not show them unconditional love. She said they can curse her out left and right. They can say this, that, and the third about her. But at the end of the day, she will still love them unconditionally.
And you know what's so beautiful about that? That shows how much she loves herself.
Right.
When you can love somebody so much, no matter how bad they hurt you or how wrong they treat you, you can still come back with love. And not just you forcing it or you faking it. You genuinely showing love to this person. That shows how much love you have for yourself.
And I always say this. I cannot wait till I get to a point in my life where I'm on that level. Like, I just want to be on this level where it's like, I'm just this person that's full of love. Mm-hmm. And just nothing bothers me.
That's kind of how I am.
I want to get there. Like, I'm working my way there. It's a work in progress, left and right.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, tears. But it's like, I feel like eventually somewhere in my life, I'm going to get there. Yeah. So that's why I'm like getting.
You already understand it's a process. So you're already halfway there. And it's a continuous process, because every day is not going to be rainbows and sunshine and butterflies and walks through the park. You know, you got to be able to accept that this day might be shitty, but at the end of the day, I'm still okay. because I love me. I know what I'm capable of. I know that tomorrow can be even better because of the person that I am. I won't allow this one time or this moment in time just to completely destroy my entire life. Mm-hmm. Or even smaller, like sometimes you just allow a moment to completely destroy your entire day. You know, just move past it, move on, you know.
So do you have any self-love, I guess, remedies? Like, what do you do for self-love? Like, how do you practice it daily?
I'm very big on my health. Mm. You know, I try to drink protein in the morning, you know, try to take vitamins, drink water daily. You know, I'm a voice artist, so I try to do things to take care of my voice because this is going to be my moneymaker. So I try to drink tea. So these sound like chores and duties, but at the same time, it's self-care. It's something that I know I have to do because one day I'm going to be, you know, you think about it, you're not going to be in your 20s forever. Mm. Not going to be young forever. So you got to do things now to take care of your health. So by the time you're 50, you can at least move around a little bit like you're still young, you know, not all stiff and all, you know, just whatever old people do. But, you know, I want to be that spunky old person. You know, I want to be able to play with my grandkids. You know, I can run around the park with them at least, you know, for a few minutes before I'm worn out, you know. Or, you know, things such as my skin. I want to look young. I feel like I'm going to look like the same way I look now when I'm 50.
How do you look?
I look young.
Oh.
I look handsome. So that's the thing, you know. That's things I try to do to love myself because I understand I'm gonna get older, and as I get older, I want to still be able to be me. So that's how I love myself. Try to be me every day with love, kindness, and health, you know, especially towards everybody else, because I'm definitely one of the kindest people you ever meet, you know. And I try to be kind to people because I like being kind, you know, and I feel like the world is a better place when you're kind. Things mm-hmm. happen for me so often because I'm kind, and that's because I love myself, and I love myself enough that I can be kind to people even when they don't want to be kind to me, you know, or I can be kind to people even when they are just inconsiderate to my space and my energy at the moment. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. I can't control everyone, but I can control me, and I know I love me, so I try to express that through everybody else, I guess.
I guess this falls into self-love as well, as far as something that I do. I know they always say the way you start your day is pretty much, it plays a role in how your day transpires. So with me, I listen to a lot of morning motivational stuff in the mornings. I listen to the Oprah Super Soul Conversations. I go on YouTube and listen to Morning Motivations, and it really does change how my mood is in the mornings. Like, when I listen to that motivational stuff, it's like nothing that my students do bother me. Like, they just can't get on my bad side. They really can't, because I'd be so motivated and so, like, energized by what I heard that they can't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to work, when I don't listen to that, it's like I get so irritable sometimes. Like, ah.
I feel you. You know, something I just got from that, and something I want to tell our listeners. Every day, something this helps me too with trying to show myself more self-love. Try to find something to be inspired by every day. Even if it's just some words, you know. Try to find something. Look at something that's going to inspire you to want to be a better person or do better.
And that's hard for me to do sometimes. I don't
trust me. I know it's hard. It's very hard, especially when you got shit to do.
It's hard. Like,
you know, who the hell? I don't want to see no positive shit right now. I got shit to do. I don't want to hear no get my shit together. I'm trying. Like, I understand that, but you got to find, even if it's a moment. Like, I know this might be weird. I once dated a girl, and she would always mention when a butterfly would fly by. And I was very fascinated with that. Even to this day, I was like, wow. And when I see butterflies, I kind of get happy because it's like, that's just some beautiful shit. Because you know what that butterfly went through to be that butterfly?
Metamorphosis.
So that person is so rude. Oh, they toot their horn. But it was like, you know, when you think of life and when you really look at that butterfly, it's beautiful because you're really taking that moment to appreciate something that really doesn't have nothing to do with you. You know, a butterfly has nothing to do with me, but I appreciate this simple something in the moment. I'm willing to smile. I'm willing to be happy. just because I seen a damn butterfly. You know, that's gratitude. You got to be grateful for shit. Everything's not going to be perfect. Just be grateful sometimes, you know. Be glad, like, you know, maybe you live with your parents, you know.
I'm laughing because you love that reference.
Yeah, I do. Maybe you live with your parents. Maybe you live with some people you don't want to live with. But there guess you what? Go. You got a house. You got a house over your head. Maybe you're not making the amount of money that you want to be making. But maybe your bills are paid for. You might not have anything to show for it after those bills are paid. But guess what? You got a place to sleep. You got something to eat. Got some clothes to put on. Be grateful.
Gratitude. Practice your gratitude.
Attitude for gratitude. Gratitude, attitude. Something like that.
Well, that was our rant for the day about self-love. You can check us out on social media. LK.HODGE. That's Instagram and Twitter. MentalStimulation.org. Mental Stimulation Podcast on Instagram.
And shout out to the 500 follower. I mean, listeners. Oh, shit.
506, I think, now.
506?
Yeah.
Wow. 506 listeners, man. Like, we appreciate that, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me see if I can find some claps on YouTube or something. Just so we can clap for y'all. Let's clap for y'all for being y'all. Okay. It's taking a while. I'm
sure
getting there, though.
I'm sure I could have found a clap and put the clap in.
Hmm?
I'm sure I could have put a clap in while I edit.
I want to put my own clap. Okay. Do it my damn way. Thank you, people. Thank you. Are you you're not going to tell the people thank you?
I said thank you about twice.
Tell them again. You have to tell them during the applause.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at dwarvo. Holla.